It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of Northern California Public Media. Time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. A Sonoma County company wants to make ride-sharing safer. Women Driving Women is based in Healdsburg and serves customers both in Sonoma and San Diego County. KRCB's Steve Mencher spoke with founder Renee Cooper about how driving for Uber and Lyft inspired her to start her own company.
I felt safer when I knew that I was going to pick up a female. And frequently, when I would pick up a female, especially if she was alone, they'd say, "Oh, I'm so glad that a woman was coming to pick me up. It made me feel so much more at ease." So that's when I realized if I have those two, a female to female, we are safer. So then I had to figure out how to do that without being a discrimination. And the way that we do it is we do it as a membership so that when you get set up with a driver that is the same sex as you.
Okay. So can men take part in the Women Driving Women, or is it?
Yes.
Oh, tell me how.
Yes. Men would do exactly the same thing. They would go to try to find male riders. And our primary riders are seniors. Seniors that are past the age of driving. And our drivers not only will drive them, they will go into their medical appointments with them. And so it's really important to keep the same sex. So if it's a male driver, then we look for male riders.
Okay. Tell me, in terms of the amount of money it costs, is it similar to Uber and Lyft? Is it more? Is it less?
We do $1.75 a mile for seniors. We do $2.25 a mile for regular. And for children, it's $3 a mile because we have extra time that we make sure that we get there early and we make sure that they get inside the home and things like that. So it's just safety issues that we do.
Okay, now let's talk about the background checks. You say all of your drivers submit to a background check.
Absolutely.
Who does those background checks?
I do those background checks. I subscribe to one of the internet providers that will do the full background checks, and I get unlimited amounts. So it'll give me criminal records. It'll give me civil records. It'll give me driving records. So, for example, I obviously would never hire a driver if they had a DUI. But on the same fact, we background check even our riders. We do the same level of background check, but here the exception is we will take riders with a DUI because we want them to have safe transportation. But that is the only criminal record you can have in your background that we will allow you to become a member with us.
I know that there are nonprofit models of mm-hmm. the same sort of thing. Back where I came from in Maryland, there was an attempt to, on the village model, to have people volunteer to take seniors to their doctor appointments and things like that. Tell me about the advantage of your model.
The advantage is just that we have more availability. We actually work with quite a few of them. Healdsburg, for example, has a nonprofit that gives free rides to seniors, but they're very limited because they have to work off of volunteers and things like that. And where our drivers actually can make enough money to make a living. You know, you're not going to get rich with this business, but but you feel it's a very meaningful thing to do. I've never been thanked so much as I have been by sweet little old ladies than creating this business to fit for them.
That was Renee Cooper, founder of Women Driving Women, speaking with KRCB's Steve Mencher. Find out more about her company at norcalpublicmedia.org.